Welcome back. You're listening to Graphic 94.9 FM in English only with the doctor. I pre-record my shows for the most part, and I am seriously regretting not having brought a snack because it's been over 3 hours that I've been sitting on my bottom, taking the occasional technical break without any food, and I'm feeling j'ai faim, j'ai un creux. Anyway, so my skin feels like it's going to, you know, jump out at me and tell me, go eat, you idiot. That, on that note, as I segue into this amazing British singer, we listened to him a couple weeks ago, and he's a British songwriter. No, he's not Canadian. His name is Roy Graham. And he's professionally known as Rag and Bone Man. He's from East Sussex, England, and he's been active since 2010. He gained fame with his soulful blues-infused pop. This song is called Skin, hence when I said my skin is coming up to me, from his 2017 album Human. And it showcases this deep, baritone, emotive voice. He is won the Brit Award for Breakthrough Act in 2017, and he's apparently earned international chart success. So I think he is the only one that is not Canadian on this next 12-song set with me, but I hope that you enjoy it anyway.
When I heard that sound, when the walls came down, I was thinking about you, when my skin grows old, when my breath runs cold, be thinking about you. Seconds from my heart, a bullet from the door. Helpless, I surrender, shackled by your love. Holding me like this, poison on your lips. Only when it's over, the silence hits so hard. 'Cause it was almost love, it was almost love. It was almost love, it was almost love. When I heard that sound, when the walls came down, I was thinking about you, when my skin grows old, when my breath runs cold, I'll be thinking about you, when I love, it was almost. We bleed ourselves in vain. How tragic is this game? Turn around, I'm holding on to someone, but the love's gone. Carrying the load with wings that feel like stone. Knowing that we nearly fell so far, now it's hard to tell. Yeah, we came so close. It was almost love. It was almost love. It was almost love. When I heard that sound, when the walls came down, I was thinking about you, about you. When my skin grows old, when my breath comes cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. When I run out of air to breathe, it's your ghost I see, I'll be thinking about you, about
reached out for your hand. When the walls were caving in. But I see you on the other side. We can try all over again. When I heard that sound, and the walls came down, I was thinking about you, about you. When my skin goes old, when my breath comes cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. When I run out of air to breathe, it's your ghost I see, I'll be thinking about you, about you. 'Cause it was almost love, it was almost love. It was almost love, it was almost love.
It was almost lost. What amazing last words for a song. Frankly, I just loved it. I love that guy's voice. I think he's fantastic. I am really feeling very reconnaissant of the luck that I don't know. I it's strange. I listen to music, but I very rarely listen to the radio. It's funny. And I just kind of, when I go down these rabbit holes of looking for music, for whatever idea that comes into my brain, sometimes I start with a, you know, an article written by a Canadian radio host and who to listen to. And then I fall into this rabbit hole of where does the internet bring me? And I really enjoy the surprises like this artist we just listened to. I really enjoy that. The next song on the list is Eat My Brain by The Odds. It's a completely different genre of music, completely different era. This is a Canadian alternative rock band from Vancouver, British Columbia. And they formed in 1987. Their debut album was called Neapolitan from 1991. And they were known for their witty lyrics and a 1990s alternative rock sound. They were really fantastic. I've seen them live. I've said it before. They were one of my first live concerts, where I have a distinct as an adult, and I saw them at the power plant in when the power plant was a really happening place to be for bands and live bands at the University of Alberta. I actually might have been underage when I went to see them. Don't tell my son. And they came out as headlining for themselves and did this these covers, and then they did this 45-minute set, and then they came back out and they did a 2-hour set of their own music. And this was one of their quirky kind of, you know, songs that they played. And this is again The Odds of, and their song Eat My Brain. You were listening to The Odds in their 1995 song Eat My Brain from their album Good Weird Feeling. The next song on the list is called Les Breastfeeders, and it's a French-Canadian song called Les Pieds Chez Toi. They are a French-Canadian garage rock band from Montreal, Quebec, and they were formed in 2003. They're energetic, they're bilingual, and they have dynamic live shows. Apparently, I haven't seen them live, but I'm going to take the internet's word for it. They have achieved some interesting Canadian Music Week performances. They've done national tourings, and they've had a lot of bilingual media attention in recent years. What's really interesting about them is that they highlight bilingual lyrics. It's not the only musician that I know of that does bilingual. I know that Alexis Campagne, he does a lot of bilingual work, and he creates his music and he writes his own lyrics on both sides, the English and French versions of the same song. And I find him, I find the translations just beautifully done. So again, this is Les Breastfeeders and Les Pieds Chez Toi. And I was supposed to have two songs in a row, but the second song didn't load properly. So it's just this one. If it plays.
Chez toi.
Je suis toi.
I really regret that this song, I couldn't do both the songs that I wanted to do because they were just fantastic. I am going to bring them back to the show, Les Bras Fidèles. And I really like their sound. I think it's great. I love that it's almost like 1950s to 1970s kind of rock vibe, the Monkees, but with this new alternative vibe. I just love it. So back to thinking about alternative rock, Alanis Morissette is iconic. And she stems back from the 1990s, and she's still singing today. She still has this voice that just bellows. And this song is called Ironic from her 1995 album, Jagged Little Pill. On Graphite 94.9 FM in English only with the doctor. Can't forget to say that.
A death row pardon, 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic, don't you think? It's like rain. Jam. when you're already late. A no smoking sign on your cigarette break. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. It's meeting the man of my dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife. And isn't it ironic?
You know what helps people sometimes is who they know. And I know that there's this new wave of questions regarding current movie stars and all that stuff. Or their babies. It's called Nepo babies. And frankly, if you know someone, who's in a group that is a gatekeeper, using them to help you move ahead is strategic. I don't know if it's the best idea, but it certainly is strategic. I know working, for example, at UT Scene in Compiègne, it's really hard to get a job inside because generally you only get hired through who you know. At least that's been my experience. I've taught here on a few occasions, and I spent 3 or 4 years teaching and then stopped teaching for a bit. And then because all of the people that I knew no longer exist, it's really hard to get my foot back into the door. So that said, who you know is really important. And in the case of Jonathan Roy, who I don't know if his success in music is related to who he knows, but he certainly has influential family members. So Jonathan Roy is a pop art rock artist. He's known for his acoustic kind of sound. He is the son of the legendary Patrick Roy, who was an NHL goalie for the Canadiens, the Montreal Canadiens. And he was quite talented in hockey before he decided to kind of change speeds and do something that was more along his line of communication. So he has been, he's from Montreal, he's from Quebec City, Quebec. And he has been on the music scene for quite a while now, I think since 2015, I think. And we're going to listen to two songs from him, and he's really great at storytelling. But anyway, we're going to listen to two songs back to back. One is called Lost. It's a live acoustic version from his 2021 album of the same name. And the second one is called Good Things from his 2017 album, Mr. Optimist Blues.
How the hell did we wind up here? You're hitting rock bottom and I'm full of fear. The cold wind has frozen your heart.
Let's rewrite this story and make it a long one. It's broken and falling apart. I won't let you lose who you are. And you're lost in this lonely light, trying to kill the pain you're feeling. Lost, but I'm here tonight, trying to chase away your demons. I'll scream it, I mean it, and I'ma stand by you till you find. Darkness in this space. You've come so far to have fallen from grace. The cold wind has frozen your heart. Let's rewrite this story and make it a long one. It's broken and falling apart. I won't let you lose who you are. And you're lost in this lonely.
That was just beautiful. So here is Good Things on Graphite 94.9 FM from the same artist, Jonathan Roy.
This is just an imaginary conversation I had with myself last night. Around 12 o'clock, I said, don't you call her, don't you make contact. Let it go, that girl won't come back. So hard to listen to that and just admit the truth. But she's gone, get it through your head. It's only the first part, but she's gone. And you'll never guess what is the worst part. It's when the good things happen to me. I used to call you up immediately. I got so many good things coming my way, but there's no one to call today. It's when the good things happen to me. I used to take a picture so you could see, and that's the first thing I used to do, and it's the worst thing there is.
about not being together with you, together, oh. And this is just an exercise for my mind. I just keep spinning round all the time. Can't you make it stop? Can't you make it stop? I wanna know, but she's gone. Get it through your head, it's only the first part. But she's gone. You'll never guess what is the worst part. It's when the good things happen to me. I used to call you up, I made it Italy. I got so many good things coming my way, but there's no one to call today. It's when the good things happen to me. I used to take a picture so you could see, and that's the first thing I used to do. And that's the worst thing there is about not being together with you. Together.
Only when them good things.
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 I got so many good things, but I got no one to call good. With you. Oh. Only when I'm good things. Only when I'm good things.
That was just amazing. I really love his voice, and I like the tempo of his music. It's really melancholic. Maybe it's not for every day, but it's certainly nice to listen to. I can imagine myself listening to it in the bath with bubbles. And I don't drink wine, but, or I drink very, very little. I wouldn't put a glass of wine, but imagine if I were, I don't know, that's what I have in my head, you know, with a glass of wine, nice candles, a good book, listening to this music. The next song on the list is by Doghouse Rose, and they're a Canadian indie rock band from Toronto, Ontario, active since 2010. They blend garage rock, indie pop, and experimental sounds. A Jacob's Sweater showcases this melodic indie rock sensibility. And I think that they're quite interesting. This is, where is it? Where'd it go? There it is. Okay. Nope, that's not it. There it is.
He's a master.
mustard, mustard. That was funny at the end. I like that. That made me laugh. Jacob's sweater. I just like the song. I like the energy, and I like the, I don't know. I'm not an in the closet alternative punky rock fan. I am a certainly, you know, convicted punk rock kind of rock punkabilly super fan. I think you can probably tell with my music choices, there's always something like that in every set. The next song on the list is by Classified. So Classified is a hip hop artist from Enfield, Nova Scotia. So from the East Coast, they've been active since 1995 and they are a pioneer of East Coast Canadian hip hop music. And it emphasizes relatable lyrics and a smooth production. So they've received multiple Juno Awards. I don't know why I can't say that word today. Awards. And they've have mainstream Canadian radio success. There's two songs in a row by them. This first song is from their 2024 album called Luke's View on Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor.
All fucked up, everybody house hun, wife's on a health kick, I just wanna smoke something, life got crazier, all getting older, my patience wore thin, metabolism got slower, physically I'm 44, mentally 27, sexually 23, sense of humor about 11, it's funny how this game is so hard, when did rappers start getting Botox and nose jobs, the hairline doesn't wanna grow lately, and the beard dye's getting kinda low baby, I'm just trying to age in grace, but it's hard saving face when you spend 20 years blazing J's, life is catching up. They say it's corny cause I never wear designer brands. I think it's corny that you care about designer brands. I don't do the fashion, I do to find your passion. Then it's time for action till you shine in everlasting. I needed this. It's all fucked up, everybody job hunting, couple years of COVID, everybody lost some, still trying to figure out and understand more how this vet keeps winning in the younger man sport. They try to tell me all press is good press, nah, I don't see the perspective, I guess I just ain't that desperate, or maybe me finding fame ain't as important as my rep is, or maybe it's cause my family just kept me level headed, I don't know, but I wouldn't change a thing in my eyes, the way I did it made me one of the greatest of all time, I never changed, yeah. Found success. Yeah. I raised my kids and still got my wife's respect. Yeah. I chose a home life and never got too caught up with the road life. Still handle business though and made the best of both, right? This game I wanted, but it don't mean nothing. It's the fact I actually loved it is why it still means something. Man, I needed this.
What I like about Classified, I'm not a huge, I really like this, but I'm not a huge hip hop fan. And one of the reasons why I don't like hip hop is because of the stories that they tell. They sell things that I just can't connect with. It's not my vibe. I don't do drugs. I don't really, you know, I'm a pretty square individual. I'm more intellectual than anything else. And why I connect with this is because I feel like there's an intellectual storytelling that's going on in his music. And when you look at his videos, it's the same kind of thing. They really represent what he lives in his life. He's a simple simple needed, like he's a man from Nova Scotia who has very simple needs, and he's very committed to his family, and I really like that. This next song is also by him. I'm starting to get tired. I've been recording for 3 hours, and my mouth is starting to get weird. And it features Bria Isabel and Brett Matthews, two Canadian artists that are known for their multi-instrumentals and acoustic vocals. So this is All About You from, it's a 2022 version of a 2006 song that came out quite a few years ago. On Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English only with The Doctor.
Life's not what you take. It's not about the promises you made. It's not about the friends you might have made or love that is gone. Life is what you give. It's not about the stupid things you did. It's not about the way things could have been. It's about moving on. It's all about you. So every morning when you wake before the first step that you take, just think it's all what you make it, and you make it through.
Yeah. This life will leave you stressed out, left out, with your neck out. Ain't nothing changed, it's real life, so we deal right. But it feels like it's something strange. We wander in the dumbest things and let everything get under our skin. Trouble again, trying to impress somebody else is tough on the head, so do you. You never make everyone happy, it just won't happen. At the end of the day, when all say you said, you better be ready to go back at them. I learn slow, my verse shows my growth, my wisdom. If you positive or you negative, it don't make a difference. When you live in, cause some of the most successful people on this planet will end themselves to somebody else like they really couldn't manage. Then we got some alcoholics on the streets with no stress, nowhere to rest, nowhere to dress, nowhere to sleep, and they say fuck my morals, I'm drinking away my sorrows, I'm living life and I'm happy, I ain't thinking about
it's
tomorrow.
It's all about you. You so every morning when you wake before the first step that you take, just think it's all what you make it, and you make it through. It's all about you. So every morning when you wake before the first step that you take, just think it's all what you make it, and you make it through.
Life is what it brings. It's not about cars and fancy things. Hair salons or diamond rings, girls, so don't you lose no sleep. Life is all about the things you never figure out. It's all about the people you allow and memories you keep.
Yeah, I guess this is life. So tell me, who chooses what's wrong and right? Is it what we see on TV? Get a job, raise a family. That's how I was raised, that's how I was brought up. Get a wife, a son, and a daughter. That's how I was taught to be proper. Never thought anyone could get caught up. Then slowly I grew up, and the fairy tale quickly vanished. Realize that life is a bitch, a kid. You gotta be able to stand it, and you gotta be able to handle it. The stress and the pressure, you channel it. And you learn to cope at the end of your rope. Any way that you can with liquor or dope, or work hard. Raise your kids, strip clubs, whatever it is. Smoke weed, shoot hoops, whatever you find your happiness through. It's your life, just make sure you know what you want when you're going to get it. Keep doing this shit for you, not your crew, the dude you're trying to impress, kid. Life is simple, life is hard, but yeah, life is fun. So enjoy the things around you before your life is done.
It's all about you.
Do you?
So every morning when you wake before the first step that you take, just think it's all what you make it, and you'll make it through. It's all about you. So every morning when you wake before the first step that you take, just think it's all what you make it, and you'll make it through.
That was beautiful. So as we are going to the last 15 minutes or a little less than 15 minutes of this set, I would like to bring us to a more joyful kind of thing, because we've listened to a few melancholic songs in a row. And we're going to move to the 1980s. So specifically the beginning of, they debuted in 1988. This is the Bare Naked Ladies. And they are a fantastic, oh man, I don't know how to describe them. Their songs are fun, creative, upbeat, interesting. The musicians are quite, their voices are lovely. They had a recent, the lead singer of, or one of the lead singers of the Bare Naked Ladies decided to go his separate way, but they were together for over 25 years. They're just fantastic. In my opinion, they are fantastic. And this is a Canadian pop rock band from Toronto, Ontario. They were known for humorous lyrics and melodic kind of hooks. This song that we're going to listen to is One Week, became a global hit, and it's from their 1998 album Stunt. What's really interesting about this song is that it's 1 week and they were at the top of the charts for 1 week, not more, but 1 week. And I think that's really a neat kind of like tidbit of information. They have rap like verses. They sing and their music means something. And I'm pretty sure there was global recognition. I mean, I always listened to them when I was in Canada. And my very naive view of music was based on Canadian music, because we were very pro-Canada in my household, and that was what was on the radio. So on Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor, we're going to be reintroduced to 1 week and by the musicians, the Bare Naked Ladies.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss. I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Camper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a fake out like a stinking ache and shake out like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show, cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's so dangerous you'll have to sign a waiver. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but I'm only too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, and now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
The Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on. With all our maisons. I hope the Smoky Man's in this one. Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Sting, I'm tantric. Like Snake, who's guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. K, I don't make films. But if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs. Gonna find the kind with tiny nubs. Just so my irons aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause the cartoonist got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your arms to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what did we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Bridge my stadium, home of the Robbie.
I really do love the Bare Naked Ladies. I love them so much that at the birth of my son, I had decided that I wanted to sing rather than scream in pain. I wanted to sing because I thought that singing, I still do think that singing can release a lot of endorphins and can release also a lot of stress. So when I gave birth to my son, I didn't give birth the regular way. I had an emergency C-section. But either way, I was still had these songs in my list of songs to sing. And we sang I sang two songs while he was being removed. And one of them was a song from my parents' youth by Melanie Stephan. And the second one was a Bare Naked Lady song called Hair Shirt from their 1992 album. I forget what it was called. But anyway, I love them that much that one of the first things that my son heard as he was coming out of me was the sound of his mother's voice singing a Bare Naked Lady song. The next one is Thank You by Alanis Morissette. We already heard Alanis Morissette earlier in this set with her song from 1995, Ironic, and her album Jagged Little Pill. This one here, though, is from a different era. I don't believe it's from this. I should check, actually. It's Thank You. I'm going to check. Internet is helpful. Which one is it? It is Thank You. Thank You. Alanis Morissette. What I like about Alanis Morissette is that she is a staunch feminist, I could say, a true feminist. She is a champion for womanhood, a champion for herself, a champion for Canadians. And I respect her tremendously for that specific point. So this particular song comes from 1998. So it's a few more years after the Jagged Little Pill and already after she got her great stardom. And it's from the album Supposed Former Infatuation Junkie. Another thing that I really like about Alanis Morissette is that she's not like a finger pointer. She writes her emotions onto paper, but it is a combination of emotions and events and traumas in her life, not a specific person or a specific event. It could be something that she might have read. So she's really eclectic in her the way she tells her stories. So this is will be probably the last song on the set as I leave you all and wish you and bid you a fantastic, wonderful second week of Semaine B in your vacations. If you have time to spend time outside, that's great. If you don't, cozying up by the fire is also fantastic. Enjoy your week. Have a safe drive home and I am out. I will see you next week. Them trying to